This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 18,600 crore rupees in Odisha this evening. Addressing a public rally at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar, organised to commemorate 1 year of the first BJP government in Odisha, he said the Naxal menace in the country would come to an end soon. Mr. Modi stated that the BJP government at the centre has reduced the number of Naxal-affected districts in the country to fewer than 20. He said that in the past decade, the BJP government at the centre has worked to uplift the lives of tribal people on every front.
2014 से पहले तक देश में 125 से अधिक आदिवासी बाहुल्य जिले नक्सली हिंसा की चपेट में थे। बीते वर्षों में हमने आदिवासी समाज को हिंसा के माहौल से बाहर निकालकर विकास के नए पथ पर ले जाने का काम किया। भाजपा सरकार ने एक तरफ हिंसा फैलाने वालों के खिलाफ सख्त एक्शन लिया, दूसरी तरफ आदिवासी क्षेत्रों में विकास की नई गंगा बहाई। इसी का नतीजा है कि आज नक्सली हिंसा का दायरा देश में 20 से भी कम जिलों तक सिमट गया है।
Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasauli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. He said in Bihar, NDA has taken several steps for developing Bihar and several others will come up. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that NEFIT will soon begin direct procurement from farmers, eliminating intermediaries from the agricultural production process. He was speaking at a national seminar held in Mumbai on the occasion of the International Year of Cooperatives. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that this move will help farmers get fair prices for their produce. The Union Minister also informed that 2 lakh new primary agricultural credit societies will be established across the country. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a conclave in New Delhi today with top officials of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. She asked them to make GST registration easier, solve public complaints faster, and speed up investigations in customs and GST cases. She also stressed the importance of preventing tax evasion and fake input tax credit claims and reducing delays in imports. Israel and Iran continued to exchange missile attacks for the 8th consecutive day today. While Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts from Germany, France and the UK in Geneva to de-escalate the ongoing situation, meanwhile, an Iranian missile attack caused damage in southern Israel's Beer Sheba in this morning. At least 5 people were injured in the strike. On the other hand, the Israeli Air Force said it attacked military infrastructure in western and central Iran. In a related development, hundreds of thousands of people protested against Israel in Iran's capital, Tehran, after weekly prayers, chanting slogans in support of the leaders, according to images on state television. And that is the end of this news bulletin.